Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Q&A with Big J. I am here with two very special guests, our founders, our co-executive directors, my mom and dad, Joanne and Gary Turner. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks.
So we are really excited. The three of us, we've been talking a little bit, and I have some questions for my parents. We really want to share a little bit more about what camp is for our parents, our campers, our prospective staff. So I have some questions along those lines. Guys, you ready to go?
Sure.
All right, here we go. So Dad, I don't know if you realize, but this year coming up, this is our 30th summer.
I know it's absolutely amazing and truthfully mind-boggling that it's going to be our 30th summer. Looking back, it's just wonderful. And it's very gratifying to know that it's been 30 years. So, you know, I'm very happy about that.
I'll tell you, you know, we always talk about how Camps R Us has kind of become the neighborhood camp for so many kids.
Right.
Because we're in so many locations, and we have 11 of them now, and they stretch a good amount over the island. You know, for folks who don't know, where are we located? Where can they find us?
Well, we do have 11 locations. Our locations stretch as far west as East Rockaway Valley Stream, and we go as far east on the island as St. James and Melville. So we're pretty spread out, giving a lot of communities the opportunity.
Yeah, it's really great. And folks don't have to go far to find the Camps R Us in their area. We try to keep it really convenient for them to get over to camp. It's really easy and, you know, hopefully hop, skip, and a jump from home. You know, I remember our first campus was in Hicksville, and I remember, too, the neighborhood doesn't just mean the location of the camp, but, I mean, all of our neighbors were our first counselors. I remember...
Yes.
My next door neighbor was my first counselor. Our family babysitter was a counselor at camp. And, you know, it still has that same kind of feel. Everyone just kind of knows who you are and kind of just has that sense of family and friendship. You know, but we certainly evolved over those years.
Yeah, and it's a very large community, not only for staff, but for campers. You know, again, one of our locations being Hicksville. The program's not just for Hicksville residents. We have children coming from all the surrounding areas, Levittown, East Meadow, Garden City. So it's really a community-based program, and it works out quite well, especially for working parents who work in the area and so on and so forth.
I want to talk also about, you know, our programs. Programs meaning, you know, how campers are grouped, right? So we have four main programs. Maybe you can go a little bit more into that and help families understand where their child would fit in the camp program this summer.
Yeah, I think I can remember after 30 years, I hope. But we have our early childhood program, which is for 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. Our Tiny Tots program is for our 3 and 4-year-olds. Then we have our Kinder Camp program, which is for pre-K and graduating kindergartners. The next program up the ladder would be for grades 1 through 6. Then we have our 7 and 8 program. And then, of course, we have our C2 program, which is Camps R Us version of the CIT counselor in training, where they get hands-on training, working with a counselor very closely to get the expertise they need to hopefully one day become a counselor. And then we have our sports track program for grades 3 to 8. This program is for campers who want to get a more sports-oriented program, and it's being offered at a number of our camps.
And for folks who want to learn more about that, just head over to campsrus.org or give us a call, 877-850-CAMP. Camp is 2267 for those of you who want to know that. And you can learn more about sports track and all of our other programs. So I guess it's safe to say we start at age 3, and our campers progress all the way up, and they don't age out of camp. Once you get through our camper programs and our teen programs and our C2 program, the next step is becoming a staff member.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom, I want to talk to you a little bit about what it means to work at camp, and maybe you can share with the folks who know someone who might be interested in working, you know, where to start and what to do and how it could benefit them to be part of the camp community as a staff member.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, throughout the years, I've seen a lot of staff come and go, and I've been a staff member on my days off in between my 12-hour shifts, but I will tell you this. Working at camp is hard work, but it's the most rewarding work, and I'm not sure if folks really understand how working at camp can translate into life skills, that you can integrate into any profession that one may choose. So I think it's really important. What we look for at Camps R Us is we look for that spark and that passion. Do you have a love of children? Do you have like to have fun? Do you want to work with other folks? Do you have a skill that you want to share? You know, we have so many of our staff members who have so many skills. Some are theater majors and they bring that. Dance, yoga, meditation, music.
Also building new relations.
Building new relationships is really important. And I don't think that folks who haven't considered working at camp really understand the skills that one can learn. First of all, the interpersonal skills develop very quickly because you're dealing with children all different developmental levels. That's number one. And how to talk to children and how to manage and care for children throughout the day. The second thing is we're working with other staff members. And so we gain that respect and we elevate our emotional intelligence through our communications and the way we speak to one another and the way we help one another. We also have vendors coming in that we're interacting with, and certainly parents, updating them on a daily basis as we do and texting them throughout the day. We also share in the celebrations of kids who are learning new skills, maybe making a new friend. And, you know, I think those skills that a staff member learns can easily be translated into any work other position.
It is translated. If we go back and look at some of our staff members who came up through our program as counselors, group leaders, even program directors, we have these past counselors who are pediatricians now, teachers. I know one, in fact, who's an executive for Mazda. So the skill sets that are learned at camp stretched the gamut for any kind of employment, you know, that they wish to enter.
So I think the message I just want to give to everyone is if you're thinking about a summer position, to really consider summer camp as a position. And, you know, it can open up a whole new world.
I agree. And as a former camp counselor, group leader, specialist, program director, all the way up the road, I didn't get a free pass anywhere down the line. I had to learn it as I went. And I can tell you, camp has helped me to become who I am and helped me to really decide on my ultimate career path, which is to be a full-time camp professional, which is fantastic and really, you know, help our family and help our business. So that's all for today. Thanks so much for being here. If anyone out there is listening and wants to get some more information about some of the stuff we've been talking about, check out our website. It's campsrus.org. That's camps, the letter R, us.org. Or give us a call at the office. It's 877-850-CAMP. That's 877-850-2267. And that goes for anyone out there looking to work at camp too. All that information can be found on the site. Or if you have any questions, give us a call. Thanks so much for being here for this episode, and we'll see you next time on Q&A with Big J.